Our first guest this week on the official Raiders podcast is Broncos defensive back Bradley Roby, who was an All-American at Ohio State and was taken in the first round last year by the Denver Broncos. Bradley, thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it this week. And with a 10-2 team, you're riding a three-game winning streak going into this game against the Raiders. It seems like it can't get much better than this.
It does feel good. Can't lie. You know, we have a great record. On three-game winning streak, keep it going.
What's this run been like? Because it seems like this has been an emotional run with you. As Manning got injured, Brock Osweiler comes in, and your quarterback's been able to handle all the media, and on top of that, winning these games and keeping you guys hot.
Yeah, Brock is a very confident guy, you know, and you know, he brings a lot of energy to the team and all that type of thing. So he's just taking advantage of his opportunities, and you know, he's been a backup for a while, so he's finally getting his opportunity. So it's great to see him do well in that role, you know.
Well, I think it's incredible what you guys have accomplished this year. Number one defense overall, number one pass defense, and you're a part of that. What has the transition been like for you as a former first-round pick from Ohio State and then to jump into a defense on the back end that has so much depth and great players? How's the fit been?
Yeah, it's been great, you know, especially year two for me. I'm a lot more comfortable, and, you know, I feel like it's a blessing that I got put in a situation with those guys that I play with, because they push me to be the best I can be every day. You know, they hold me accountable, so it's great playing with those guys, and they're fun guys off the field, too, so it's a great situation.
Yeah, I think what's great about this for you, we often talk about when you get selected at the end of the first round, you typically get selected by a great team. I'm sure you wanted to go fifth overall, seventh overall, wherever you thought you should go, but maybe it was a blessing in disguise. You're going to a franchise that's been very stable, where you're going to have a job and you're going to be playing with guys who can mentor you at the NFL Definitely. Level and coach you up to the next level, right?
Exactly, exactly. That's exactly the situation. You know, something that I realized early on, and that's something that I saw that I definitely should take advantage of, you know, because I would be dumb not to, you know. So that's really what I do, you know. I take advantage of being around the guys that I play with, you know, and I just have fun and try to make plays and, you know, and get wins.
Bradley Roby joins us from the Broncos, and some turnover with coaches, Gary Kubiak, John Fox. But I wanted to mention Jack Del Rio. You go up against the Raiders on Sunday for 3 years, even before you got there. He did a really good job making that a tough defense and a defense that was strong statistically. Can you talk about Jack Del Rio and the type of coach he was when you had him?
Jack, he was a great coach. I think he did a good job, you know, helping me transition. Last year, being the first round guy, you know, he kind of pulled me aside, you know, he talked a lot and kind of helped me mature, you know, as a player. So I appreciate Jack a lot. You know, I have nothing bad to say about him. And, you know, I think he's been doing a good job in Oakland. You know, they're a way more competitive bunch than they were last year. You know, they always had the talent, but they kind of didn't have it together, you know, and Jack has them right, you know. So I know Jack's going to come to Denver, you know, this weekend and really try to get a win, because last time we played them, it was a close game.
Looking at Carr on film with Crabtree and Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper coming in as a rookie and resetting the Raider record books as a rookie wide receiver. When you look at Cooper on film, what does he look like?
You know, Cooper, he's a great young talent. I think he's having a great rookie season. He's very explosive. He's good after the catch. He, you know, he's fast. He, you know, he does everything you would want your receiver to be able to do, you know. So he's a great competitor as well. So I played him once already, you know, so I look forward to playing him again along with Crabtree and Derek Carr. Derek Carr is having a great second year as well. So I'm interested to play against those guys.
We're wrapping it up with Bradley Roby of the Denver Broncos, defensive back. Yeah, you know, you got to look at the Raiders. They're the game in front of you. But overall, this race for the number one seed overall, kind of interesting now after beating the Patriots, that the Patriots now lose again to Philadelphia, and they're at 10-2, and Cincinnati having a great year at 10-2. Your record going into this game at 10-2. Can you just touch on how important it is? I know you'll tell me one game at a time, but you got to be thinking big picture, at least for a week one bye week, and hoping to have home field advantage throughout the entire AFC playoffs.
I really, really don't look at it other than one week at a time. You know, you can't really look that far ahead. And if we do this and if this team loses a couple more times than this happens, you know, we'll leave that to y'all. You know, we were really just worried about the Raiders, you know, getting wins every week. And we take it, you know, one week at a time, one step at a time aspect, then, you know, you can't go wrong.
How disappointed are you that Ohio State didn't make it into the Final Four coming off the national championship? A lot of fans thought they'd be right back there. Just shows you how tough the Big Ten is and how tough the Big Ten continues to get every year, right?
Yeah, I'm very upset about that, man, especially how they performed the week after versus Michigan. But that's how college football is, you know. You could lose one week, and that can ruin the whole year, and that's kind of what makes college football so exciting. So it is what it is, you know, and they got Notre Dame, I believe. I think they'll get a W against them, so I'm not really worried about that.
Hey, finally, at 23 years old, I want you to tell everyone how you're living the dream. From Fort Worth, Texas, to play at Ohio State, now the Denver Broncos. You're such a young man, and you're living this dream. You're traveling all over the country playing football. Who had the biggest impact on you personally? Was it a family member or a coach growing up as a kid?
Just the biggest impact on me as a kid, you know, was my mom, for sure, you know. She's a single parent, so it was me and her. So she's definitely my biggest impact, for sure, either you talking about that.
Nicely said. I mean, so, that's the answer, your mom. Your mom had the biggest impact
right,
in your life.
So now I'm living good, you know, and I can take care of her, you know, like she take care of me. So now I'm just playing a game I've always wanted to play, you know, at the highest level, and, you know, chasing the Super Bowl. So, you know, it can't get much better than this.
You're living the dream. Bradley, thanks for making time for us. We appreciate you joining us. Good luck the rest of the way.
All right. Thank you, man.